Chef Sergio Metes carefully pulls a large pan out of the oven. He pulls off a sheet of aluminum foil, releasing a wave of steam. The aroma of stuffed pork loin fills the kitchen of Unum's in downtown Nashua. He cuts off a piece and samples tonight's main course.
Nice herb, mushroom flavor. Cranberry in there. Light on the salt, not too much. The herb will be nice.
Metes is the head chef at Unum's and is preparing tonight's four-course meal. But there's something unique about this dinner.
This is, the pork is local. It's from Steve Norman's farm. So it's all local pork, real nice quality, very fresh.
At the farmer's dinner, everything on the menu is locally grown. The dinner series started last summer with two events. Organizer Keith Saracen said the dinners were so popular, he continued the series this summer. Instead of individual tables, people at the dinner choose their own seats at a few long tables, often sitting next to strangers. Saracen said the intimate setting is intentional.
That's something that, you know, from its inception, I said, I want this to be a home-style dinner. I want people to get to know their neighbor. That's the whole concept behind small farming, you know, to go out and meet your food, meet the people who are growing the food, and then meet your neighbor.
Local business owners Aaron Gleason and Jillian Town are first-timers at the dinner. They get the first course, grilled spiced peaches from Kimball Fruit Farm in Hollis, wrapped in bacon from the North Country Smokehouse in Claremont.
It's delicious.
I don't eat bacon,
and it's delicious. I like this smoky bacon with the sweet peach. I think that it works really well.
The peaches are served on a roasted crostini with a honey jalapeno spread. The honey is from Kagan Weeks, a Nashua beekeeper.
Yeah, there's some great people here. Did you see Jeremy come from Great Harvest?
Oh, wait, this is our first time here.
First time here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Weeks is at the dinner and talks with Joey and Janice Paradise from Amherst in between courses.
It's great to see people buying things local, having them local, and I think people are primed actually for the next step for some of this stuff.
Janice Paradise says they were drawn to the dinner because they eat local as much as possible, even if it means spending a little more money.
I decided it was worth the investment. Yeah, it's worth the investment. You can spend money on very unhealthy things, or you can invest in what we're eating and feeding our children. So I decided it was worth that.
As the group of about 25 people dine, farmers and local food producers give presentations, talking about their business.
At our farm stand, we sell local cheese, goat cheese, milk cheese. We sell local beef.
Carl Hills of Kimball Fruit Farms talks about how he has adapted to a changing market. He took over what was at the time a strictly apple-growing business and expanded it. The farm now grows everything from garlic to heirloom tomatoes.
We grow three or 400 bunches of arugula every few days for our markets in Boston. And the arugula was on the appetizer. And the zucchini and the summer squash and the eggplant and the basil that was shredded all over it.
To plan the menu for each dinner, the farmers and the head chef Metes talk about what's growing well right now and incorporate those ingredients. There are gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options. At tonight's dinner, the other option for the main course is a garden lasagna with roasted vegetables, shiitake mushrooms, and goat cheese. Metes says being able to work with locally produced food makes his job a lot more fun.
You know, you get to see where the food comes from. The last dinner we did, I drove up to Ossipee and picked up the rainbow trout, which is fresh, amazing. Had just been out of the water that day and was on the plate later on that day in the evening.
And while Saracen, the organizer of the dinner, says the series has been successful, he also tries to improve on each event.
One of the things we're doing in this dinner that we've never done in a previous one is everyone's going to go home with a recipe. I want to inspire people how to cook. And so Serge has been more than accommodating. He's going to give some of these recipes out that people are going to taste tonight.
The cost of attending the farmer's dinner is $55. Tickets are still available for the next dinner on August 25th. And Saracen said he's already planning a series of dinners for the fall. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.